Which is why when you get also enrolled into that pension, don't opt out. Put in as much as you possibly can to benefit from your employer's contributions. So they will maybe match it. They will add a certain percent. If you put a certain percent in, they might even more than match it. Make sure you're putting in as much as you need to get the maximum that they will give you, because otherwise you're turning down free money. Remember that the money you put in automatically gets a 25% boost, thanks to, you know, tax relief. And then remember that over a really, really long period of time, it will make a huge difference to what you have in retirement. So let's go to somebody who puts in £200 a month into their pension, and they do it for 30 years and they get a 6% return. So 30 years, they don't start until they're age 35 and they do it until they're 65. They would end up with £201,000. Now, if they started when they were 25 instead, they'd end up with £400,000. So basically, pretty much twice as much money. That's going to make a huge difference to the retirement that you get at the end of it. So if you're listening to this and you're in your 20s, put that money in your pension, because 65-year-old you will say thank you in 40 years' time that you did it instead of waiting until you were 35. And I know that probably that £200 a month is quite a lot of money for you. It feels like quite a lot of money for you. But bear in mind, you're not putting the whole £200 in. First of all, you're putting in a certain amount and then your employer's probably matching it. And you're also getting a 25% uplift on the money that you put in. So it won't cost you £200. It'll cost you much less. And at some point, you in your 60s will jump in that DeLorean. It'll rocket backwards, you know, and say, I'm having a great retirement. Thanks very much for doing that and not waiting another 10 years.